We're going to branch out, switch gears, if you will, and check in with Sarah Craven and talk about population issues. Sarah is a policy advocate and attorney with expertise in women's productive health and rights from a global perspective. She currently serves as the chief of the Washington Office of the United Nations Population Fund, and she will be another featured speaker at the upcoming Sierra Summit in San Francisco again from September 8th through 11th. And I should mention that her organization was recently defunded by the Bush administration. So we want to find out more about that. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
First of all, why was your budget taken away?
Well, actually, it's been several years our budget's been taken away. It's unfortunate, and it's something that we deeply regret. But the current U.S. government is concerned about the program that we are working with China, which is the most populous country in the world, to help Chinese women be able to plan their families using a human rights perspective. And the current U.S. government has a different approach to the approach we're taking and has decided not to fund us, which is very disappointing.
Okay, let's back up a little bit and get an overview. What is the rate of population growth on this planet right now?
Well, this month, July 2005, we have 6.5 billion people. That's 380 million more than in 2000, or that's about a gain of 76 million annually. Despite what, there are projections for declining fertility levels, and I should say I'm not a demographer, but we can expect that the world population is expected to reach 9.1 billion by mid-century.
Wow. And obviously there's a big connection between population growth and environmental degradation. But tell us in some specific areas how, our growing population and increasing, consumption across the globe is threatening our natural resources.
Well, sure. I mean, in many parts of the world, water demand already substantially exceeds the supply and water management, sustainable supply and water management. WHO, the World Health Organization, estimates that 1.1 billion people do not have access to clean water. Food production is another huge issue. Between 1985 and 1995, food production lagged behind population growth in 64 of 105 developing countries. And, of course, the worst country is Africa. I mean, I think we see that on the nightly news quite often.
I was just going to, say, if we don't understand what poverty can do to harm people, it's right there. And it is an urgent situation. And I suppose there have been urgent situations all along. It's just the news media sort of zeroes in and out.
Well, I mean, another kind of sort of something that we don't necessarily focus on are environmental refugees or people who flee due to environmental degradation. The World Bank has estimated that 25 million people have been displaced by environmental degradation, which outnumbers war-related refugees for the first time in history. So people flee when they aren't able to have clean water, when they don't have adequate food, when their forests have been depleted, when there's a loss of plant and animal species, and, this can be linked to population. Fortunately, we know what to do. And that's part of the solution is to empower women, and that's really the mission of my agency, is to allow people to exercise choices and focus on programs that empower women and work on poverty alleviation and allow people to make informed choices about their lives and the health and education of their kids.
Okay, Sarah, we're going to find out a little bit more about your agency's work and how people can get involved if they're concerned about some of the problems we're seeing around the world with poverty and population growth, and not to mention our own consumption here in this country, but that's probably another show. We're speaking with Sarah Craven. She is with the United Nations Population Fund. Stay with us. You're listening to EcoTalk on Air America Radio, and we'll be right back. Well, Welcome back to EcoTalk. We are speaking with Sarah Craven, and she heads up the Washington Office of the United Nations Population Fund. She will be one of the speakers at the upcoming Sierra Summit, first ever gathering of its members and non-members alike in San Francisco, scheduled for September 8th and 11th. We want to make sure you all know about that. Come one, come all. It's affordable, and it's going to be very informative, and members will be deciding on the agenda for the Sierra Club over the next few years, so you can actually take part in that. And Sarah Craven, as we mentioned, will be one of the speakers. Tell us some key points that you'll be addressing, Sarah.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm going to be talking, it's interesting, the title of my talk, I'm sharing it with a couple of other speakers, is The Population Bomb, but it's not spelled B-O-M-B, it's spelled B-A-L-M. And the population bomb would be what we're talking about as women's empowerment, as a way to, a means to end poverty. And part of what that's talking about is that reproductive health care is part of an essential package of health care and education as a means to the goal of women's empowerment. It's also a human right. And all of this together can help slow population growth and reduce the future size of world population. And slower population growth in developing countries will contribute measurably towards relieving environmental stress. So it's really kind of all interrelated.
And how do you go about fostering what you call gender equality? That's one of the issues you have in your report here.
How do we go about fostering gender equality?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good, but how do you make that happen? And where are we sort of on the spectrum of, you know, we know these are, you know, the issue of access to birth control has certainly been, you know, an issue in developing countries, continues to be. I guess, what's the good news, what's the bad news on that front? What progress has been made, and what's the biggest challenges?
Well, I mean, I think we've made big progress in the last 10 years just in terms of the way we look at these issues. What we have is a wonderful blueprint for action that was agreed upon by 179 countries in Cairo, Egypt, 10 years ago. And that program realizes that the best way to foster population stabilization and sustainable development is by allowing women to make choices about their family size and to give them education and the access to quality health care. And then women will decide on their own to have naturally smaller families and to be able to contribute to society. And in the 10 years, you know, we've seen great progress in countries really taking on that program of action and really implementing it in the ground. As a fact, it's really the developing countries who have been putting forth most of the funding to realize the Cairo program of action. Where we still have a long way to go before reaching the ICPD is where the developed world made commitments in Cairo for resources, and those resources still need to be met. And that's where I think really where we need to go is making sure that the countries who came together 10 years ago and agreed to a price tag of $18.5 billion meet that. And, you know, the U.S. is one country that has not met its commitment to Cairo, as evidenced by the fact they haven't been funding us for the past 4 years.
And not to mention the fact that we have a larger ecological footprint, you know, per capita than any other country in the world. But
that's true. I mean, a child born here is going to add more to consumption and pollution over a lifetime than 30 to 50 children born in developing countries.
One of your areas of expertise, I see, is sustainable development. Are we developing sustainably across the country, the world, I should say? And just to give you a few statistics and signs that perhaps we're not, farmers, ranchers, loggers, and developers have cleared about half the world's original forest cover, and another 30% is degraded or fragmented. Over the last half century, land degradation has reduced croplands by an estimated 13% and pasture lands by 4%. Three-quarters of the world's fish stocks are now fished at or beyond sustainable limits, and industrial fleets have fished out at least 90% of large ocean predators. And then there's water use. Demand for water has tripled globally since 1950. And then we get into climate change and rising sea levels. How do we turn this around?
Well, you know, I mean, those are huge questions, and those are on the agenda for the UN. I mean, as you and your listeners are probably aware, there's going to be the largest summit of world leaders ever coming together next month for the review of the Millennium Development Goals. And those goals, you know, are all aimed to combat poverty and, you know, many of the issues that you're talking about. So I think it's really going to be a huge chance,
hopefully,
for
a turning
the countries
point
to address this and to make some progress and to make some real commitments.
And if people are concerned about all these issues, and who would not be, how can they learn more? How can they get involved? What can the average individual American do?
Well, I mean, they can go to our website, which is www.unfpa.org, where you can learn more about these specific issues. But also, you know, I encourage, you know, Americans to get involved, to let their local legislators know that these are issues that they care about, that they want to be on the, you know, U.S. policy agenda, and to be active and involved.
You know, people say that population and consumption are the real, you know, at the core of our many ecological challenges. Obviously, you agree. Population is your area of expertise. Are we making sufficient progress, you know, worldwide on this? It's not a new problem.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, as I say, I think we have made good progress in terms of having the world embrace it and look at it. And I think most of the world, you know, continues to see this as on, you know, part of their development agendas as an issue that they need to address. You know, I think the U.S. can and needs to be doing more and has maybe taken some steps backwards in the past few years. But, you know, I think it's a huge challenge and, you know, highly on the global agenda and something that we need to continue to push forward on.
So you obviously feel the U.S. is not as strong a leader as it could be given our relative wealth.
Or
is that an understatement?
I think the U.S., you know, the U.S. has been a leader. It's been, you know, the U.S. has been a leader for a long time. But I do think that they have, you know, they have implemented policies in the past few years that have taken a step back. And, you know, we certainly would welcome them to continue to have robust leadership as, you know, the world has looked to them for a long time and continues to do so.
Okay, we're out of time. Thank you very much for joining us, Sarah Craven. She will be one of the featured speakers at the Sierra Summit. The name of that talk is Population Balm, B-A-L-M. So there is some good news, or at least some information will be given out about what can be done about some of our global challenges around population and poverty. And the website is United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA. There will be a link on our website at www.ecotalk.net. Thanks for joining us. Go out and have a great green week.
How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much, and how much longer?